This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Since it passed in 2010, the health care reform law has given millions of Americans access to mental health coverage, has created a surge in demand for providers, including in rural areas and some ethnic communities that had been underserved, which is why some mental health professionals are getting a break on their medical school debt, depending on where they practice. Melanie Sevchenko reports.
Angela Vargas was awarded $10,000 through an Oregon loan repayment program to go towards her student debt. In exchange, she took a job as a mental health counselor at a Native American community in rural Western Oregon.
It's very different for me because I had started out in downtown Portland, and so it was a huge transition.
Nationwide, communities outside urban areas really need providers like Vargas. Ron Honberg is the senior policy advisor at the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
You know, there are parts of the country where you may have to literally go hundreds of miles to find a psychiatrist.
In 2014, Oregon expanded its Medicaid program. Enrollment increased by 57%. That means a quarter of the state's population has Medicaid, and all those people are eligible for mental health coverage. To fill in the gaps, rural Jackson County in southern Oregon has hired more than 60 mental health providers in the past year. They can apply for a variety of loan forgiveness programs. Here's the county's program manager, Asia Soner.
I consistently get emails by new staff or people who are in interviews who have said to me, one of the reasons I came here was to be able to benefit from this program.
State and federally funded loan repayment programs can range from $10,000 for a one-year commitment from an unlicensed counselor or social worker to more than $100,000 for a three-year commitment from a psychiatrist. Here's Robert Dumig, deputy director of the Oregon Office of Rural Health.
The challenge with loan repayment, whether it's for mental health workers or anybody else, is once you've completed your commitment, do you retain them?
Angela Vargas would like to keep her job. In addition to the loan repayment, she makes $65,000 a year. But she has six children, and
I'm still actively working on paying the student loan off.
Her debt is still more than $100,000, even after the loan repayment. She's also looking to apply for other loan forgiveness programs. In Portland, Oregon, I'm Melanie Sevchenko for Marketplace.